Yeah, it's confusing. You don't bind it to a channel like you would think, right? You would think that you would just put it in a channel, and it would just, you know, that would be the where it does the auto roaming. So the way it works is, I think you just put it on any digital channel, any one that you've already set to DMR, okay? And then when you go in the menu, there's then the roaming menu option shows up. And so then you go into the roaming menu, and then you got to have a zone selected. It's sort of like how you do scan groups. You have to, or scan lists. You have to select which scan list you want to use. Well, in this case, you're selecting what roaming zone you want to use. So that's where, like, I'll pick, like, Detroit, for example. So I'll select that one. That will be the active roaming zone. And then I'll do one-time roaming. I'll click the one-time roaming zone. And then it'll do the scan to find the closest repeater. And so it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have a specific channel set for roaming. You just go to any one of your digital channels and you turn zone, you turn roaming on. So there's like an auto repeater mode too, where we'll do this all automatically. But I found that interferes with you if you want to use the radio in normal mode, right? So I just do one-time roaming, and then if I know I'm moving to another area, I can click it again. But then you think to yourself, well, why don't I just make separate channels for those repeaters?